We're on the last line of Chav Beis Amid Beis. Gemara is discussing whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Is the mitzvah of Hanukkah, the lighting, that's what makes the mitzvah, or putting it down? Toshma, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ashoshis, Shohaisa Dolekas Veholekas Kol Hayom Kulo. You have a lantern that's burning the whole day of Shabbos. And Rashi says, Ashoshis Kli Gadol Shel Schuchis Palaz Lanterna, a lantern. Rashi says that you lit this for Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, and it continued burning the entire day. So the Motzei Shabbos, now you want to light it for the next day. Right? Motzei Shabbos. Mechava, you have to put it out. Umadlika, and light it again. So I omras bishloma hadlaka osa mitzvah shaper. You have to light it again. Because if hadlaka makes the mitzvah, you have to light it, that's the mitzvah. But if hanacha osa mitzvah, Eli Amras Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, Hai Mechaba Umadlika, Mechaba Umagbio Manicha, Umadlika Mivoyale. It's not enough just to put it out, because lighting it alone is not a mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is putting it down, the Shem Chanukah. And you put it down yesterday for yesterday's mitzvah. That's not today's mitzvah. So therefore you have to put it out, relight it, and put it down. Pick it up and put it down again. Because Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, it's putting it down, the Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. Tosis questions why you have to light it again. Just pick it up and put it down. Right? If the Hanachal Semitzah, the Hadlaka, why is it any worse than if a Chere Shot of a cotton lit it? Right? Even if somebody who's not higher than Mitzvah lit it, it doesn't, what's it called? As long as you pick it up and put it down, you're Yotze. So here, why can't you just pick up the burning, the menorah, and put it down? Right? It could be. So Tosis says it's talking where originally you didn't light it for Hanukkah. You lit it for Shabbos licht. That's worse than a Cheresh Ol Tevekon. Cheresh Ol Tevekon just had no kavanah at all. Here you had kavanah for a different mitzvah. So you have to put it out, relight it, and then put it down the Shem Chanukah. But Rashi says you lit it the Shem Chanukah. Right? So either you could say that each day of Chanukah is a different mitzvah. And therefore if you lit it for yesterday's mitzvah, it's still worse than Cheresh Ol Tevekon. Right? Because you didn't light it for today's mitzvah. You didn't light it for no purpose. You lit it for specifically a different purpose, some other day's mitzvah. Or it could be that Pashit, that Yenuchanam, you don't have to really put it out. But the Metzias is that it's already been burning a whole day. It's not going to burn another day. So you have to put it out, fill it up, relight it, and then put it down. The Gemara is not telling you a halacha, it's telling you the Metzias. If you don't put it out, right, it's not going to burn another day. So you have to put it out, add oil, and then do it, what's it called? Then relight it and put it down. But the ikkar is that the Gemara is missing. They're missing the putting down. That's the thing. If the mitzvah is to put it down, l'shem Chanukah, then just relighting it's not going to be enough. It was already put down from the day before for a different mitzvah.
To add oil.
What?
To add oil. That's not like putting it down.
No, it could be that you can't, while it's learning, it's hard to just add some more oil, right, to put out the wick.
No, but I mean, if you add oil, that should be considered like
Hanukkah. I don't know. No, Hanukkah it's not, because you have to make a maisa in the menorah. You're putting it down the Shem Mitzvah Hanukkah. That's the mitzvah, Hanukkah. Okay, so Mara says, Mi boyale, va'od, midekom nevarchin, and asher kedishon, so it's one, lahadik ner shul Hanukkah, Shmamino hadlaka osa mitzvah. L'char, if the mitzvah would be putting it down, you should make a bracha. L'haniach ner shul Chanukah, not l'hadlik ner shul Chanukah. The hadlaka is not the mitzvah, the hanocha is the mitzvah. If you make the bracha l'hadlik, it's mashma that the mitzvah is the hadlaka, not the hanocha. Shmamino. The hashto damrin and hadlaka osa mitzvah. Now that we've established, Taka, that hadlaka osa mitzvah, hidlika cheri shota v'katan, loss of a klub. If a cheri shota or katan lit the menorah, right, you're not yotzi with that. Right? Because their hadlaka is nothing. Not a cherish, not a shot, and a cotton. You have to understand which cotton we're talking about. If a cotton higiel a mitzvah, or a higiel a chinuch, or a cotton is not higiel a chinuch, we're going to save all of the, whatever there is to speak about here, probably till tomorrow. There's a lot here, and there's also a long omud. So we'll first finish the omud, and then tomorrow we'll go over some of the inyanim here. Ishavade madlika. However, a woman can surely light L'chara even for a man, because that's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking lighting for themselves. We're talking about lighting for somebody else. If a cheresh shot of a cotton lit your menorah, you're not yotzi with that. But if an isha lit your menorah, right, for you, then you are yotze. Why? Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, noshim chayovos for Ner Chanukah. Women are just as much chayiv in Ner Chanukah as a man. Sha'atein hayu bosa nes. Because they were also part of the nes. And Rashi says two things. One is that they were part of the gzeira, right? The gzeira was made specifically against women. And also, the nes came through a woman. Rashi. Umadlika la mitzvah salayla. And you have to light it again for this night's mitzvah. Mashma, a little bit from Rashi, like I said. That Rashi would hold that not only lighting it for Shabbos is worse than a Cheirah Shota V'Kotten, because you're lighting it for a different mitzvah. Therefore, it has to be put out and relit before you can put it down. It's not enough just to put it down. But according to the Mani Yomar, it says Hanochos Mitzvah. But even if you lit it for a different day of Hanukkah, that's called a different mitzvah. It's not today's mitzvah. Right? You have to light it for tonight's mitzvah. Hayu Boso Aneh, Shegazur Yevonim Akol Besulos Hanesuos Lehiboya Letatzer Trilah. One of the gzeros of the Yevonim was that any woman who got married, a virgin, had to first live with the Greek emissary in that place. And al yad isha nasa hanes, and also through a woman the nes happened, which is the the Yehudis, who was the sister of the Chashmonaim. There's a medrash that says that what happened was that they acquiesced to this gzeros, this pikuach nefesh. And even though it's Arayis, and by Arayis you say Yohari Val Yavar, it's only by a man. By a woman, she's Karka Ola. So they used to, make marriages. They couldn't stop getting married. And they would bring the Kala to the Tafsir. That was Halacha, Yavar Val Yohari. And when Yehudis got married, so they were going to bring her that, you know, this was after the Badekin and the Chuppah, they took her to the Goy. So before they took her to the Goy, she got up on a table and she pulled off the top of her clothing. And her brothers wanted to kill her, right, for being so unsanua. So she said, me, you're willing to kill because, I'm not sanua. You have to take me to the Greek guy that you're not willing to do anything. So they realized they were wrong. And they took her to the Greek, and they killed him, and this started the rebellion. So the nes came through according to that medrash, at least through this. According to others, it was, different Yehudis. It's Shaila whether this happened in the time of the Yevonim or not, but some say the mice of the other Yehudis who killed the Greek general by giving him milk to drink or whatever, just like Yael did to Sisera, right? She also made one of the victories of the Chashmonaim possible. There's different opinions, though, whether that mice happened, the mice of that Yehudis happened during the Greeks or it happened later on by the Romans. Not clear when exactly that happened. But either of these two medrashim could be what Rashi's referring to. That's that some way, some woman, right, had a big part in the Nisim of Hanukkah. Omer of Sheshes. Achsanai chayi b'ner Chanukah. A person who is a guest in somebody else's house has to also write ner Chanukah. The chiddush is that ner Chanukah is ner ishu beso. You have to light in your home. This guy's not in his home. Right? If you're out in the desert and you have no home, there's no mitzvah to light ner Chanukah. So here, you're not in your home. But since you're a guest in somebody else's home, so in some way, it's considered like your home and you have to light ner Chanukah. Okay? And there's a lot of halachas when it's considered your home. When do you have to light? When you're yotze with the lighting? Are you considered a dead bias by the other person? Again, if there's time tomorrow, we'll go into that. So, but in some way, a guest is chayiv in ner Chanukah. Omrav Zera, Meresh ki havina beirav, where Rav Zera said, when I used to be a guest in the house of Rav, mishtatafno biprite, bahade ushpiza, I used to give in some money, right, he gives you a pruta, towards the wicks and the oil, and in that way I was yotze with the lighting of the balabais, of my host. Basur Ninesivi, that's when I was single. Basur Ninesivi, after I got, Nesivi Itza, after I got married to my wife, Amina Hashtovari Lo Tzarichna, I don't have to anymore be mishtatef with the balabayas, to come madlik yolai, but go base, because I'm yotze with my wife's lighting, but she's lighting in my house. So I don't have to write anymore, even though I'm a guest, right? I don't have a chiyuv anymore to light together with the balabayas, to be mishtatif with him, and his lighting should help for me, because my wife's lighting helps for me. So I'm potter from lighting, what's it called, as a guest, because in my home, I have a house now, and somebody's lighting for me in my home, that's good enough. Rashi. Achsanya oreach, a guest. Vosan nesive, upamisha isi achsanya lilmol Torah. Even after he was married, sometimes he went to Rav's house to learn Torah there, and he was a guest there over Hanukkah. Right? And his wife wasn't with him. She was at home. The go besoy bevesi in my house. Olai bishvili, they're lighting for me. The go besoy in my house. My wife is lighting for me. So here again we see clearly that a woman can be motzi a man, lechara, in their Hanukkah. Omer Bishua ben Levi, kol hashmonim kulin yofim l'ner, v'shemen zayis min amuvchar. All oils are nice, okay? However, shemen zayis is the best. So is what exactly, which candles are these talking about, okay? L'chora, if it's talking about Shabbos candles, not sure, it's not true. Kol hashmonim kulin yofim l'ner. All oils are okay, because there are some oils that are not good and some oils that are good. So Tosha says, L'chor, it's talking about Ner Chanukah, okay? That Ner Chanukah is what's it called, it's a chiddush, that by Ner Chanukah, Shemen Zayis is min amuvchar. Omer Abaye, Meresh havi mahadar mar amishcha de sumsimi. In the beginning, I used to use sesame seed oil. Omer hain moshech nahoritvei, because that is a very clear flame. Even the Shama lo lahad Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Once I heard what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that this olive oil is more hider mahadra mishcha de zesa. Then I used what's it called olive oil. Amar haitzol nahoritvei. Why olive oil? Because it has a much more a brighter light. So it's more pirsumei nisa. So if it's going on Ner Chanukah, so you see from this Gemara lechora that the Gemara didn't say the reason why Shemen Zayis was min amuvchar because it's a zecher to the menorah. Mashma, that there's no inyan to light like they lit in the menorah. And therefore it doesn't have to look like a menorah, whatever. Right? The lighting is in remembrance of the burning of the menorah, not in remembrance of the lighting of the menorah itself. In other words, the fact that the menorah lit in the extra 8 days, that's what we do a zecher to. But not a zecher to the menorah in the mikdash at all. Because if it would be a zecher to the menorah in the mikdash, of course, Shemen Zayis is mehudar. That's the oil they use, but it's the nace. The nace happened with Shemen Zayis. Right? But the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Gemara seems to say the only reason Shemen Zayis is mehudar is because there's a brighter light. So it's more persume nisa. Right? On the other hand, the other oils may be a very steady light, but they're not a brighter light. Okay? And that's the hiddur. Tosus, however, says that the chiddush is that by Ner Chanukah also Shemen Zayis is a hiddur. But by Shabbos, for sure, it's a hiddur, right? Because everybody holds that Shemen Zayis is you could use for Hanukkah lift. Even the ones who hold that other oils not, but everybody holds Shemen Zayis okay. So therefore, Tosha says that when you light candles Shabbos, the hiddur mitzvah is to light with olive oil. And even Hanukkah is also an inyan of hiddur mitzvah by olive oil because it has a brighter flame. Okay, Rashi. Moshuch nahore, eino memayer lechalos keshemen zayis. I used to use sesame seed oil because it lasted a long time. It didn't burn as quickly as shemen zayis did. It lasted a longer time. Either the idea is that way you save money, didn't burn out as fast, or he had a bigger mitzvah because it lasted longer. Solil nahore, tzlalu meirit, brighter light. Amar Bishu ben Levi, kol hashmonim yofim lidyo. All oils are good for making ink. The shemen zayis min amuvchar. And shemen zayis is the most preferable oil to use for making ink. Iboyelahu. So now the Gemara says, how do you make this ink with oil? Ligabel, you mix the oil into the other ingredients of the ink. Ola ashen, or you use the oil to make a charcoal smoke, right, and gather that to make the ink. Toshma, the Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, kol hashmonim yofin l'dio v'shemen zayis min amuvchar, bein l'gabel, bein l'ashen. Both of them. you sometimes put the oil into the mixture, what's it called, to make the dio, and also you use it for making the black of the dio. What they used to do, Rashi says, they used to burn oil, put a piece of pottery or glass over the oils to catch the smoke, and then the carbon deposited on the glass, and afterwards they scrape off the carbon, mix it with the other ingredients, and that's how they made ink. Rashi, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Hachi, Kol Ho Ashonim Yofin L'Dyo V'Shem Zayis Min Amuvchar. He learned the Feirish that's talking about the Ashon. All smokes are good for oil, and the smoke that comes from Shemen Zayis is the most Muvchar. Omer Avuna, Kol Asrofin Yofin L'Dyo, right, all, sraf from a tree is the sap. Right. All saps are good for dio. Usraf ketaf yofim ikulam. The sraf that comes from the tree called ketaf is the best of all of them. Rashi. Legabil motzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim. Rashi says, I found the tshuva from the ga'onim, explaining how they used to make ink. Shema'ashtim kli schuchis ba'ashen shemen zayis. They used to light shemen zayis and gather the smoke on a glass kli, the nosein adshe mashchir, until it became black, so there's the carbon deposited on the glass, the gorer hashachruris, and then they'd scrape off that carbon, that black, the nosein bo shemen kima, and they put a little bit of oil into that black carbon, umegabel bo, right, and then they would mix it together, right, umiyabsho, and the chama, and then they would dry it out in the sun. So they had this black, thick black, dry mixture, and that they would mix into the ink. They'd mix it with water, whatever else, and that would be what's it called. That's how they made ink. La ashen no mikita priest, like we explained. But la ashen is srath guma. Rashi says srath is rubber. Ktaf pronayo shel yar, some kind of tree that grows in the forest. We also make with the sap to make some kind of rubbery substance, and that's what you put into the dio. Tosa says that it's not rubbery. We don't put rubbery things into the dough, into the ink, and Tosa says it's some kind of liquid sap that you put into the dough, into the ink. Into the ink. Okay. Now let's go right. Omer Abchia Barashi, Omer Rav. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzorich levorich. When you light Chanukah licht, you have to make a bracha. Rav Yirmi Omer haroen ner shel Chanukah tzorich levorich. You see ner Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. And here also there's a lot of different opinions in the Rishonim. When you see the ner Chanukah, does that mean if you already lit, if you see it again, you have to make a bracha? Or it means if you're not lighting, or you haven't lit, right? All different possibilities, all different shitas. Again, we'll go through that tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. But in some way, somebody who sees a Ner Chanukah, hasn't lit it, but he sees a Ner Chanukah, also has to make a bracha. Om Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haroa Mevorach Shnayim, Umadlik Mevorach Shalosh. The first day, a person who's not lighting his own Ner Chanukah, but seeing somebody else's Ner Chanukah, he has to make two brachas. And a person who lights Ner Chanukah has to make three brachas. Mikan ve'elich madlik mevorach shtayim v'roa mevorach achas. Every other day, the person who sees Ner Chanukah only makes one bracha, and the person who lights Ner Chanukah makes two brachas. May memayit, so which bracha don't you make? Right? There's three brachas. L'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and then there's what's it called, Shasa Nisim Lavoseinu, and Shechionu. So which bracha don't you make the next day? One bracha you leave out. Which one is that? Samara says, Memayit Zman. You don't say Shechion. Right? You leave off Shechion. Shechion is only the first day. So you only make two brachas if you light, Lahadlik Ner and Shasa Nisim. And if you see, you only make Shasa Nisim. Samara says, Minimayit Nes. Why not, what's it called, also not make the bracha on the Nes? Right, the nace was basically, you made the bracha on the nace the first day. Why have to make a bracha on the nace every day? Right? We'll see what the svara is afterwards. What bracha? What's the bracha on the nace exactly? But lemaisa, once you made the bracha once on the nace, why do you have to make it again? And some say that it means that you should be mamayit the nace, but not zman. Some say be mamayit both of them. Right? Shechiyonu, for sure you can't make the second day. Right? Others hold no. The Gemara means to say, don't say shasa nisim, because once you make the bracha once on the nace, that's enough for the whole Hanukkah. But shechiyonu, maybe you should make every day, because every day is a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. It's not the same nace. It's not a new nace. The nace was that it burned 8 days. So you made one bracha on that. Gemara says, no, nace called yome isha. The nace was every day. Every day was a different nace. My mevorach, so what brachas do you make? Mevorach asher kedishon usav sivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Okay, that's the gears of the Gemara. See, there's a different gear so that the Rishonim bring down lahadlik ner shel lachanukah, one word, right? As opposed to Shabbos, where you say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, and there's a reason why there's a difference between the two brachas. And that's what Mishnah Berurah Taka says, you should say shel lachanukah is one word, not two words, shel Chanukah. But the gears on the Gemara is shel Chanukah. See, there's Dalin. Okay. The Heichon. Okay, so now that's the first bracha. Asher kiddushonu b'nisavet sivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. The Heichon Sivonu. The question is, how can you make a bracha of the Sivonu? The Rabbanu Shem, you commanded us to light near Chanukah. He didn't command us to light near Chanukah. It was a din de Rabbanu. Rav Avi Omar Milo Soser. No, the Rabbanu Shem said, listen to the Chachomin. Don't go against what they said. Right? So the Maisa, the Chachomin said, to light near Chanukah, you have a chiyuv not to listen to them. Therefore, the Rabbanu Shem commanded. Rav Nechemya Omar, Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha, Zekeinecha V'yomrulach. No, it's a more positive thing. And that is, it says, you have to follow the minhagim of what Chachmei Yisrael, or Manig in Klal Yisrael. Right? Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha, Zekeinecha V'yomrulach. It's also a pasuk in the Torah. So therefore, what's it called? For either one of these two reasons, right, the Torah said to listen to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim told you to light near Hanukkah. So it's as if the Rabbanu Shem told you to light near Chanukah. That's a vitzivonu. Rashi. Haroeh. So Rashi says, well, who is the one who has to make a bracha when you see near Chanukah? Ha'over bashuk. Person's walking in the shuk. V'roeh be'echad ha'chatzeros dolek. And he sees somebody else's Chanukah menorah lighting. Okay? So he has to make a bracha. U'matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchok ben Yehuda. Sha'omer Mishem Rebbeinu Yaakov, the Lohuske Kabrachazu, El Lamishalo Hidlik Bedeso Adayin, Ole Yoshe Besvina. Rashi says only a person who hasn't yet lit, Mashem from Rashi, that even if you're going to light later on, but you haven't yet lit, you make the bracha by seeing somebody else's menorah. Okay? And, or, you're in a boat, you don't have your own house, right? And you're not going to light. You don't have a house, you're in a boat. So you're not going to light Hanukkah lift yourself because you don't have a house. So and you see from on the shore somebody's house with the Hanukkah lift. Then you have to make the bracha, right? But if you already lit your own Hanukkah menorah, then what's it called? You don't make a bracha on seeing somebody else's. Haroeh v'vorach shtayim she'asa nisim v'shechiyonu. You make a bracha she'asa nisim v'shechiyonu. She'ein olav v'vorach lahadlik to lo adlik iu. Can't make a bracha lahadlik. You didn't light it. Somebody else lit. My memayit, hamadlik b'shar yomim, ezu min hasholosh memayit. And the second day, you take away one bracha for each of them. Which one bracha do you take away? Kol yome isa, shari kol shmone hidliku min hapach. Aval zman mishigiyonim, l'tchila zman higiyonim. Right, you take away the bracha on the shechiyonu, because once you say shechiyonu, lazman hazeh, the zman is a zman of 8 days. Right? And therefore, once you reach that 8 day time, there's no more of reaching the second day or the third day, right? You've reached the time of Hanukkah after the first day. You're finished. Of reaching the time of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is considered an 8 day, what's it called? A unit of 8 days. Okay. On the other hand, the nace, if you're making a bracha on the nace happened every day. Every day was a new nace. And there's, again, a lot of Torah over here of how the Nisim happened. What's the Hava mean of why the Gemara thought maybe you say Zman every day? Why you say Nafka, not the Nais, right? Did the Nais happen every day? Was the Nais, what's it called, one continuation, right? Depending on how they lit the menorah. Did they split it into eight parts? Did they light one thing and it burnt down every day a little bit? So all of that is the Torah this sugya. It's not the Tachlis here. Heichon Sivanu. The Gemara says, how can you make a bracha? Asher Kedishon is of Sivanu. Vahadlik Ner Shochanaka Holav Dioraisa. It's not from the Torah. Element Divrem. It's only with the Rabbana. The Rabbana Shem never told us to light Ner Chanaka. Milo Soser. Min Adov Rashia Gidu Lecha. So the question over here is, there's two psukim over there. Right? Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha. Lo Soser Mikol. There's an essay. Listen to what they tell you. And don't deviate from it. The Gemara should have brought down the first part of the pasuk, right? The Chol Asher Yorucha. They told us to light near Chanukah. So you have a chiyuv to listen to them and make a bracha Asher Kishon. That's the tzivui. Why did the Gemara bring down the negative point? Lo sosa, right? Don't deviate. Right? And the Chari, you don't make a bracha on a lav. You make a bracha on an essay. Now, we don't make brachas on los assays. So it would have been better if the Gemara had brought down the pasuk of Kechol Asher Yorucha, not Lo Soser. Okay, so that's something also they talk about over here. Okay, Vayte. Mosiv Rav Amram. Hadmai ma'arvin bo, umishtatvin bo, umivorchim olav. Right? Dmai, you can use. Dmai is, what's it called, is a tvua that you got from an Am Ha'aretz, and you're not sure if he took off Trumas and Maisus. Even if he claims he did, we're not sure if we can believe him or not. So it's called Demai. And Demai, you have to take again Trumas and Maisus, or not really, you have to take off Maisus. Truma you don't have to take off, because all, even Amaratzim in that time took off Truma, right, Truma Gedola, you have to take off Maisus. And you can use Demai for an Eruv, or for Shituv Mavos, which is similar to an Eruv, right, where on Shabbos, you have people living in a chotzer or a mavui. So in order that you should be able to carry in the chotzer or the mavui, like we explained back then on Daf Yud, I think, what's it called, that so you make an eruve chatzeros or an eruve mevoos, and basically everybody becomes shutvin in pas or some food, and that way all the common places are the same reshus as the private places, because everybody's private places mixed together. So carrying from the house into the courtyard, or from one courtyard into the common area that's meshatef all the courtyards in a mavui, right, is you can use demai, even though lechari you have to be able to eat the thing, right, and demai, and before you took off the maisrus, is usher to eat, right, but you're allowed to use it as an eruv, because it's conceivable that you could eat it. The Gemara says if you're an oni, you're allowed to eat demai. And anybody can be mafker all his nechos and become an oni on Shabbos. So it's conceivable that you could eat this on Shabbos. Umevarchim olav. You make a bracha if you eat demai. Okay. You make a motzi on it. Okay. Even if you eat it without taking off maaser, you did something wrong, but you make a bracha. It's not like something, if you eat iser, that could be you don't make a bracha. Umezamnin olav, and it counts for zimun. We learned in brachas, right, that if you ate demai, even though you did something wrong, but it's your mezamin. Unlike other isurin, that if you ate something osur, then you don't make a mezumin. Okay, but here you can make a mezumin because again, theoretically, you could become an oni, mafker your nechosim, and eat the demai. So it's conceivable that it's edible, even by the person who ate it beisur. Umafrishin also aruv, and you're allowed to take off demai when you're unclothed, which you can't do with regular maaser. Why? Because regular maaser you have to make a bracha, and you can't make a bracha when you're naked. Masha ein kein by what's it called by demai, there is no bracha when you mafrish demai, and therefore you can do it even if you're naked. Ubein hashmashos, and you can do it also bein hashmashos. You can take off demai. Can be mafresh maisers from demai bein hashmashos of what's it called of Shabbos, right? The Gemara says the amras kol mid rabbanan boy bracha. If you hold that everything that's only the rabbanan needs a bracha, Demai is also the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said you have to take off Demai. You have to take Mimatrish Maishris on Demai. Right? So, Hocha ki ko'orum hechi mevorech. So, Lechor, if you're taking off the Demai when you're naked, how could you possibly make a bracha? Mashmi, you don't make a bracha. Right? Vahabaina vahaya machanecha kodesh v'lecha. Right? You have to, we have learned from vahaya machanecha kodesh. You don't make brachas, right, if you're bifnei ha'erva. Or bifnei tzoa, or whatever, that would take away from the kedusha of the bracha, like we learn in brachas. Omer Abaya, vaday de divrehem boi bracha. Something that the Rabbanan made mitam vaday, like Ner Chanukah. Right? Ner Chanukah was a takana they made for something that was for sure. You have to light Ner Chanukah. Then you make a bracha. Sothik de divrehem, but demai, they made a takana ala sothik. We're not sure if the Amo Oritz took off Trumas and Maestras or not. If he took off Trumas and Maestras, then there's no chiyuv for you to take off Maestras. But if he didn't, then you have a chiyuv. So they made a chiyuv ala sothik. In other words, we're not sure, but just in case, take off Maestras. So since it's only a sothik, lo boy bracha. There you don't need a bracha. So Mar says, v'hayantav sheni the sothik divreyem hu, u boy bracha, yantav sheni is al sothik. We're not sure if today is yantav or yesterday was yantav. But just misafik, keep today yantif also. And still make a bracha, make a shechianu. All the brachas that you make, what's it called, zifu be yantif, you make on yantif sheni. And it's only not a safik, and it's only midrabbana, right? Because min haTorah we know we're bekiye bekviye diarcha. It's only because of minig avoseinu biyodeinu that you have to keep a second day in yantif bismanazeh. So it's only midrabbana. And yet it's only misafik, and still you make a bracha, right? Really, make her adin, you shouldn't make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni. But if they wouldn't make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni, people would mezalzel. They'd say, ah, it's not really a Yom Tov. You see, you don't make any brachas, it's not really a Yom Tov. And therefore, what's it called? The Rabbanan said, even though normally we're not making a bracha on a suffix that's only the Rabbanan, here we want you to make a bracha so you should respect Yom Tov Sheni. Special takana. The bracha was part of the takana. It's not that we're making a bracha on a sofik de divreya. But the bracha is part of the takana in order that the people should respect Yom Tov Sheni. That's what Abaya says. Rava Omer, Rav Amehoritz Ma'asrim Heim. Rava says no. Demai is not a sofik. A demai is a vada. Rav Amehoritz Ma'asrim. Really, Ni'ikr Hadin, they would never have made a takana. So what's it called? Take off Maisers on Demai, because you go after the Rove, and Rove Amihorich take off Maiser. Okay? The Rabbanan still said, that's a Chumrah, that they want you to do it anyway. Since only a Chumrah, there you don't make a Bruch. Right? It's not because it's a Sothic. It's because it's only a Chumrah. But Enoch Hanami, if it would be a real Sothic, Masha from Rava, you'd make a Bruch even a Sothic to Devrim, not just Yom Tov Sheni. Any Sothic, right, in a Bruch of the Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan made it al-Sothic, you'd also make a Bruch. Okay, how does that fit with other things? What if we have a Sufik bracha and other things? Sufik bracha by ochel, Sufik bracha by other mitzvahs. Would Rava hold that you would make a bracha on that too or not? That's something we'll speak about tomorrow. Let's see Rashi. Ma'arvin bo ayruvei chatseros utchumin, mishtatvin bo b'movui, di boi mafker l'nechasei v'havei oni v'chasei lai. Because you could theoretically be mafker all your nechasim, become an ani, and you'd be allowed to eat demai. So the demai is potentially permitted to eat, therefore it's not something that's usher that you can't use for eruv yichatzeres. Kidisnan, machilas haniyim demai, hilka choshev didei. Therefore it's considered yours, it's considered edible, right? Because there is a way that you could eat this too, and therefore it's good for an eruv. Umevorchim alav amotzi, you make a brocha amotzi on it. You even bench with a mezumin on it. Unlike other things where you ate something osir that you don't. From the fact that Gemara says mevorchim v'amotzi, there's a little bit of a raya, right, that on other things that are osir, you don't make a birchas anehenen. That's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, right, whether on things that are osir, whether you have to make a bracha, it's just menai, it's a bad thing, but you can't eat without a bracha, or a bechal, you don't make a bracha on dvarim asur. Here's Mashma Varchim Olav, that's a chiddish, but you can make a bracha, birchas hamotzi on this. Umafrish also adam shu'arum, klomer, delo tzorich levruchle b'afrosh also. You don't have to, what's it called, make a bracha when you're mafrish it, therefore you can do it even when you're naked. V'hoya machanecha kodesh, v'lo yire b'cho ervez dover. Afilu dibur, the haskoras hashem, lo yira b'cho ervas dover. Even when you're, what's it called, just saying Shem Hashem, you're saying divrei kedusha, you can't do it in the what's it called, the presence of an erva. So if you're not dressed, you can't make a bracha. Vadai did divreim can go near Chanukah, where the rabbanim made a takana mishum, something vadai, like near Chanukah, you make a bracha. Sofik did divreim can go in Dumai, shafrashoso, eno elami sofik. Dumai, which is only ala sofik, right? Uboy bracha, kiddush hayom, lechari you have to make kiddush, and all the other brachas that are shaykh to yontif sheni, right, and other mitzvahs, right, that are shaykh to yontif sheni. Rava Omar, sofik did divreim boy bracha. Right, sofik the divreim also needs a bracha. Udmai afilu sofik lohavi, but demai is less than a sofik. El chumra bialma, it's only a chumra. The rove, I'm here, because mi sofik, you would go after the rove. And you would say for sure they took off maaser. The rabbanan said, even though there's a rove, you have to, what's it called, take off maasers. That's a chumra, and that you don't make a bracha. Okay, the shayla by demai, the asan deraisa has, the maaser, now that demai is aser. Does it remain a sofik? Right? In other words, if you ate demai and the Am Haaretz took off Trumas and Maisras, okay, were you lucky and you weren't over anything? Okay? The Rabbanan just said, we're afraid that he didn't take off Maisras, so don't eat it. But if he did take off Maisras in the end, you didn't do anything wrong. Or no. Now the Rabbanan said, demai is also. Whether he took it off or not, right, we're making a new Isser called demai. And if you eat demai, even if the Amorites had taken it off, you're over Nisr Durabonin of eating demai. Right? Did they leave it as a suffix, right? But just told you, in this suffix Durabonin, we don't want you to eat it. But if the guy took off maestris, you're lucked out, and in Shemayim, you're not going to be held guilty for it. Or no. Right now, there's a new Isser called demai. From this Gemara's mashma, that demai remains a suffix. Okay? According to Rava, though, that it's a chumra bi'alma, it could be there, taka, it's what's it called, that chumra is mitam vadai. But the way Abaya learns, right, that it's only sofik de divreim, it's not vadai, they've made a special isra of demai, no matter what. They said, you have to be choshish for this sofik. And that's why it's different than a vadai. Because if it would be the other tzad, that it would be that no matter what, you're over the isra of demai, because the rabbanan made an isra, whether the amorites took off or not, that doesn't consider, since it's possible he didn't, we're making a new Isser, then it's not called Sofik to Divreya. It's called Vada. And I should say that since the original reason why they made this Vadai Takoma was on a Sofik, that's already a lesser Madrega of the Rabbanon, and they don't make brachos on that. But it's more mashma that it remains a Sofik. Since it's only a Sofik, you don't make brachos on Sofik. Rava holds no, that the Sofik would be nifshut because of the rov. So what did they do? They made a Chumrah. So on a chumra, you don't make a bracha, but still the demai is also whether the guy took off or not. It's a special chumra that even though we know for sure mitzad rov that he didn't, they take off, that doesn't make a difference. Rabbanan made a new isser called demai.